You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Sponsors button.
Got to decide how you're going to walk out of here when it's all said and done, because the game is going to go on, and there's only one rule you're going to need to know about. There are no second chances. There's only this moment and the next moment. Every one of those moments is a test that you get to take one time, and only one time. So if you see an opening, tear into it. If you get a shot at victory, make sure you take it. Seize that moment. That moment is a crossroads where everything you want will collide with everything standing in your way. You've got momentum at your back. Fear and doubt are thundering like a freight train straight at you. And all you got, the only difference between making history and being history, the only thing you can count on in any given moment is you. It's you versus them. You versus no. You versus can't. You versus next year, last year, statistics, excuses. It's you versus history. Versus the odds. It's you versus second place. Clock is ticking. Let's see what you got.
Welcome to the Rick and Bubba Experience.
It is 8 minutes past the hour, and welcome in to the first day of the 12 working days of Christmas. That's right, day one. Oh, it's Christmas season, and we're about to spread some joy again. And we thank you for being with us. We'll break that down. We'll explain. There is a lot to discuss today, for sure. 866-WE-BE-BIG is our number. In studio, I am Speedy, alongside Michael Helms, Eddie Van Adler. Greg will be zooming in again today. And then Bubba is in studio with Rick zooming in. Today, as I said, we have the 12 working days of Christmas, day one. We also have Rick and Bubba University, the podcast with Sean Spicer. He had to do a schedule change. I think it was a couple of weeks ago when the president was holding a press conference that he had to cover for Newsmax. And so he had to, unfortunately, reschedule. But today is the day. They'll record the podcast. It'll publish on all podcast formats Saturday morning. Pluto TV, Blaze TV, YouTube. It's all going to happen. Facebook. It'll all be there Saturday morning as you wake up. And drink coffee and hang out like Helmsy loves to do on Saturday mornings. All right, well, let's bring them in. I mentioned the players, and over to my right, there is Michael Helms. And then on Zoom, it's one Greg Burgess. What's up, boys? How are y'all?
Gentlemen.
What's up?
What's up? What's fired up,
Laz? I just want to be on record. I like hanging out and sipping on coffee every morning.
Every morning. But every just something about morning. Saturday mornings, you don't even get where to. If you don't have anywhere to go, you know, it's like, okay, I'm not trying to hurry up and go somewhere. I'm just kind of hanging out. You know?
Even if I do, I can grab me a cup of Joe.
Speaking of that cup of Joe, old Greg had. Looks like you got you a pot going early, trying to wake up.
I love my good Joe.
You stayed up.
Every day started for me.
You stayed up to watch the Thompson Warriors win the 7A state championship, and because your son. Coach Taylor Burgess is a coach, and if I'm just going to say this right now,
wow.
If I hadn't seen the highlights of the finish, I wouldn't believe it. Explain what happened.
I can't.
Greg, I've
been watching football.
Listen, before
I can't explain it.
Yeah.
Before you say this, I just want you to know what you're about to describe. Scott Van Pelt on SportsCenter this morning called this the best and worst thing he's ever seen.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's a good way to put it. I'll be honest with you. It was one of those, I was just sitting there when it was over going, I can't believe I just saw that.
Mm-hmm.
The game was over. I mean, they, you know, and Auburn played great, got a great team, and had game in hand. You know, not going to make an excuse. Thompson's quarterback was out that hurt the offense, you know, some, but that's, no, Auburn was dominating the game.
I know you got your morning voice going on, but speak up just a little. Just a little.
Okay, and at the end of the game, we can second guess it. I don't know. It was unbelievable.
I know.
I mean, you got a block punt for a touchdown,
mm-hmm.
a recovered onside kick, two pass interference penalties in a row puts them in field goal range. A kicker who, to be honest, he ended up winning MVP of the game, had not had a great night.
No, he had not.
After executed a perfect onside kick and then drills the game winning field goal, game over.
Yeah.
I saw it and I still don't believe it.
Wow. So crazy is the word. And as Helmsy said, it's a national sports story now. You got Scott Van Pelt last night talking about it into this morning. And then you got SportsCenter rolling out highlights because, I mean, the Thompson Warriors are one of the best football high school teams in the nation, not just in the state of Alabama. They are nationally ranked and in the top 10. And so it's a pretty big deal. But as you said, Thompson's quarterback goes down, and he comes out in a sling in the third quarter. We're not sure how he hurt his shoulder. Hopefully it's not too bad. It didn't look like it was a hit.
He threw a touchdown pass, and then next thing I know, he's in the tent.
Yeah. That's, I don't either. I don't know what's going on there. Hopefully it's not too bad. If it was hurt throwing, that's scary. But anyway, so he goes down, and – that's something that Thompson hadn't had to look at all year long, and then nothing went right for him. And Auburn was just playing faster. They just were happy, and then just started just kind of pulling away. And then so for those of you around the country, so with a minute and 14 seconds left, Auburn is losing 28-19, and they come back and win. Auburn's winning 28-19. Yeah. Thompson comes back and wins 29-28. And so with a minute and 14 seconds left, I mean, they're down.
Yeah,
and it was an insane finish. And as I said, if you were looking at highlights on ESPN today, it'll be part of ESPN highlights. And it's just crazy. It's hard to really. I mean, it's one of those things. Unless you saw it, you don't believe it. You know? You're like, what?
The game was over, and I was sitting there going, now, wait a minute. I've said, because I'd done resolved to the fact that they had lost. I said, well, you know, had a good year, good job, Auburn. Congratulations. I was at that point. You know, I talked myself into being good with it, and I don't know what happened. I was looking at winning the ball game. It was one of the most bizarre things I've ever seen.
I
think a lot of people feel the same way.
Yeah, special teams was the difference there.
It
for
was.
Sure. I mean, hey, 30% of the game, you better play
it. Use up all your timeouts and play hard.
Yeah, that's right. So congratulations to Taylor Burgess and the Thompson Warriors. I know you stayed up late watching it, so you're just getting a few hours of sleep. But it's one of those things where you go, you know what, it was worth it. Now, when they were losing and getting blown out, you were like, this isn't worth it.
Coach Freeman and his staff do an unbelievable job. He took over a program that wasn't winning and has turned it into a machine.
Yeah.
I mean, he's done really well.
Right. So there you go. So that's kind of an update from that. I know we were talking about it yesterday because it was game day.
How about Thompson's come a long way since my wife was a cheerleader there?
Yeah.
That's right.
Many years ago. How about that?
Wow. How about that?
And my father-in-law taught there for, I don't know, 30, 35 years.
Yeah.
Wow. So that's my Thompson tie.
Got some ties there.
Yeah. How about that? I've got pictures of Amanda in her Warrior gear.
Yeah.
There you go.
That's funny. Well, see, you decided to stay up, Greg. I fell asleep, and I'm mad. I fell asleep with about, I don't know, maybe 10 minutes left. And Auburn was winning 29-13, and I'm like, well, I'm just tired, and I'm going to bed, and so I just turned it off and went to sleep, and then I wake up and start looking at highlights, and I'm like, you're kidding me, that's insane,
crazy finish,
and your text message to us was just that was crazy.
wow, what a season!
Good night. So congratulations, and there's your update.
Coach Freeman and the guys, great job.
Yep, that's right. How excited was Taylor? Did you get to talk to him?
He was fun.
Yeah, did you holler at him? That's good. All right, we'll take a break. We'll come back. 866-WE-BE-BIG. It's day one of the 12 working days of Christmas, so we're excited about that. We're going to spread some Christmas joy today, pick one of the 12 gifts, and give away that Pradco Happy, which is a Moultrie Mobile package. We'll be right back.
Rick and Bubba, Rick and Bubba.
The gravy, please.
Rick and Bubba, Rick and Bubba.
Ooh, all right, 20 minutes past the hour. Welcome into the kickoff hour here on the Rick and Bubba show on day one of the 12 working days of Christmas. We're excited about the day and been counting it down, and here it is. We're fired up. This is kind of every time this comes along, it gets here quick. But every time it happens, it's always a whole lot of fun. And I know Adler put some stuff out yesterday, teasing today, boy, the list. Guys, we got us a list here. You talking about some Christmas joy. We got everything from travel scopes to Simply Safe to e-coolers, which is basically an electric cooler. We got Oculus VR. We got the handy recorder if you're into podcasts, the Zoom H5, the GoPros, the drones. We're giving away cash courtesy of Dr. Dudney. We're going to give two prizes. Is $500. Like, in other words, we're going to give $500 away of American Express gift cards twice on two different days. And that's kind of cool. And then every day we're giving away a Pradco Moultrie Mobile package. Worth about $160 that includes a Moultrie mobile camera, batteries, SD card, camera tree mount, the whole nine yards. And then the Big Daddy, they're all big, but this one, wow, about a $3,000 value from Bumper Nets. The grand prize is if you like ping pong, table tennis, whatever you want to call it, you got you something here. It is something else. We got I've never heard of this tennis this table tennis robot. So if you don't have anybody to play with, you can play with a robot.
I will say this:
it'll feed you balls
because you only have so many characters to explain this stuff on social media.
Yeah,
and so as I'm trying to get everything in yesterday describing this, I just said ping pong table and accessories valuing $3,000. When you hear that, you think, what on earth can you do with $3,000 for ping pong accessories and ping pong tables? But when you start talking about robots that hit it back to you and stuff like that, that's pretty amazing.
Well, that's $1,300 of the $3,000 right there. That's pretty cool. So anyway, this e-cooler too, Greg, you and I were doing a remote at Iconic Custom Carts in Chelsea, Alabama. Love Chelsea. And we were there together, and the crew there introduced us to this e-cooler, CX-30, and this thing was pretty cool, wasn't it?
Oh, I didn't know they existed. I've never seen these, but you charge the cooler up. You don't have to put ice in it, and you carry it around, and it keeps everything cold.
Yeah, it's got a LCD, excuse me. Come on, buddy. Digital display. It's got the whole nine yards, but like you're saying, Greg, it's like a traveling refrigerator. You charge it up. And it's got the little wheels on it that you can pull around, and it's just like a cooler, but you don't have to mess with ice or anything else.
I'd never seen one.
Yeah.
I was impressed.
So we got all that to give away today. So we're really excited about that. It starts today, day one. We talked about yesterday the sounder and the cue to call on that. And I know we have a lot of listeners and viewers this hour that maybe can't follow the show all day long. You come in bits and pieces. So you might have missed that yesterday, but this is what you're listening to. This is not the cue to call like, hey, we're starting it now, but this is what you're listening for later today.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah.
I used to love playing the piano on this one.
Jingle bells.
So that's going to be the cue to call. So when you hear that today, that means it's on. And
now listen, as a call screener, listen to what he just said. When you hear that music, then call. Don't call the call screener all day long. Go, are y'all doing the 12 days of Christmas? Because we're not going to tell you.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, you're right. And
so quit doing it.
I'm going to be tough on them the next few days.
Yeah.
In there.
I mean.
And Rick and Bubba, they're going to find some enjoyment because I'm sitting over here, because Rick's not here, I'm sitting over here at the controls
which means I got to count the phones. And they're probably going to have some bizarre number, like we'll start with 150 or 100 or whatever. And it's amazing how when you just go through the phone calls, they're just constantly ringing, and we had to get a new phone system. I mean, we had our carrier, we changed carriers.
Tested that yesterday afternoon, and it seems to be working fine. We'll see. Now, all that means that we tested it yesterday, and it'll completely blow up today.
Yeah. Helmsy, I was in a conference call about 2 weeks ago with this crew and Tom Scott, our chief engineer, and explaining to them why we need this done and them trying to reason with you're doing what? It's 12 working days of Christmas, so we're doing this for what? Anyway, it was kind of funny, and then finally they came around. But at first they were like, you know, a dog kind of turning its head like, what are you doing? I'm trying to figure this out. But
I think yesterday they were to the point of, hey, let's just give them what they're asking for and move on. Of course, these folks that we're dealing with yesterday and that you were dealing with don't realize that we've had years where we've completely shut the phone systems down for other people because of what we were doing.
Oh, yeah.
Really completely messed up their business.
Right, right.
Faded everybody out.
Which is funny to me.
So that is part of the day. Was it not weird, Greg? I don't know if you were able to check it out or not. Helmsy, you and I were talking a little bit about it yesterday. Was it not weird to see the NFL in the middle of the day on a Wednesday?
I actually enjoyed that.
Yeah?
That's weird.
I didn't sit down and get my snacks and watch it, but I had it on the entire afternoon. Just kind of in the background, and if I wanted to go over there and watch it for a minute, it was nice to have.
Yeah, yeah. The Steelers overcome a little bit of rustiness because they hadn't played in a while, but they, and the Ravens, you're talking about shorthanded and backup quarterbacks, Lamar Jackson was out because of the COVID-19 restrictions and all that, but the Steelers hold them off. They went 11. They moved to 11-0 and beat the Ravens yesterday. On a very, very cold afternoon. Boy, it really looked cold up there in Pittsburgh.
You know, for all the talk of Tom Brady and Drew Brees and even Peyton Manning back a couple years ago, these legends that we've got to watch play, I'm going to tell you, Big Ben is something else. For him to this type of career and to keep winning and to be the leader he is, and I love hearing his press conferences and his post-game. He's one of these guys that he basically just got on the mic yesterday and said, hey, you know what, we might have won the game, but we got to play better than that, and that starts with me. And I just love his demeanor. I love the way he approaches things, and we don't give Big Ben enough. We don't.
Yeah.
I agree. You know, he come out of Miami of Ohio, and I remember when he got drafted high, but I forget who was the class that year, but he's been the most successful one.
Yeah, I agree. And it was interesting to see the guy's talking about, you know, when he had his elbow surgery, but prior to that, he would hold the ball and just dance around, and it would just be forever, and then he'd finally find somebody. Now they're saying he's got one of the quickest releases in the league, and he gets rid of the ball quickly. I'm talking about real fast. Kind of changed his whole game, and seems to be working for him. So they're 11-0, still undefeated.
How about
the,
that?
The only undefeated team in the NFL right now.
Dang.
Right now. 11-0. All right, we'll take a break. We'll come back. We still have your phone calls at 866-WE-BE-BIG. A lot to discuss. Day one of the 12 working days of Christmas. Also, Rick and Bubba University, the podcast, will feature Sean Spicer. He'll be our featured guest this week. And just to tease a little bit, I did confirm James Gregory for next week. And a lot of you have been asking, hey, why where's James? Why has he not been on? And he will be our featured guest in next week's Rick and Bubba University podcast. So that'll all happen, and we're excited about that as well. So we'll start spreading the Christmas joy today with day one of the 12 working days of Christmas. We'll be right back. You're listening to the Rick and Bubba Show.
Rick and Bubba, Rick and Bubba.
Got 25 minutes until top of the hour. It is the kickoff hour on day one of the 12 working days of Christmas. Welcome in to the show. Thank you so much for being with us. Rick and Bubba University podcast this week features Sean Spicer. A little reschedule there. He'll be our featured guest today, and all that will hit on Saturday morning, so be looking for that on Rick and Bubba University, the podcast. All right, as we continue, we've been, and that's what we do on the kickoff aisle, we kind of skim the surface of a lot of stories, kind of what's going on the show today, and of course, the day one of the 12 working days of Christmas, a big deal today, the podcast, a big deal as well, and so expect a lot of fun here on the Rick and Bubba show today.
You know, yesterday, Harry Murdaugh was in there on the phones during the big show,
right?
And I think it was the last hour, we got a phone call from a guy named Nathan, and you could tell he was just excited and nervous, and he goes, "Hey, I think I just shot my first buck."
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, "What do you mean? You think you?" Well, I was listening to the show, and a big buck came out, and he's still in his stand.
Mm-hmm. Is he talking like this to you?
He is, because he's got this nervous energy,
right.
and we find out, hey, he doesn't really know if he shot it or not, because he's still in the stand, and he's given that appropriate time to wait and those type of things. And so he emailed us yesterday. And we've put the picture out. He killed a very nice buck.
He did. And we learned a lot of this live, to your point, when we bring him on air. And we're realizing, wait a minute, you've come back in and you've called us, so you don't know if the deer is down or
exactly.
not. And he's like, no, I'm about to go back out. And then he sends us a picture.
How about
and
that?
And says, hey, I called the show. I'm the guy that killed the first buck. And he said, I want to let you know I was successful after helping some help from some friends. We found the deer 5 hours later, and it's a nice one. And it is.
And look, it helps. The reason we're talking about this, one thing he called, but look what he's wearing.
Uh-huh.
Rick and Bubba 94.
That's it. You don't think that helped him?
Hey, you can have that shirt, too, if you go to rickandbubba.com, click on the store.
Yeah. I think the shirt
That's
alone
nice
helped
buck,
him find the buck.
That is a very nice deer. And his first buck, and he's got the nice shirt on.
He does. He does.
You look at that grin.
I know. How about when you're going out and he kind of, for those of you that hunt a lot, he gave us kind of the breakdown of how the tracking of the deer was going along, and they weren't having a whole lot of luck. He said he's colorblind, first of all. So that's why he's having to get some help from friends.
Yeah.
And then they move along, and there's just not a whole lot there to track.
Yeah.
And so that's why it took him so long, but they ended up finding it, and congratulations to
him. What
a
great day for Nathan. How about that?
Yeah, because look, we've done some tracking like that, and we've had different stories. It's like, well, it just disappeared. Yeah. Where did it go?
Of course, we've got stories from Greg where he actually thought he had missed one, and it was there the whole time.
Yeah, just laying that right beside him.
It's one of my favorite best ofs.
Aliens involved.
And I will play that best of over the holidays.
Yeah, and you know how Greg gets when he gets frustrated? So when we go to pick him up in the truck with Bubba, he's put out. He's like, I'm done. Let's go. And we're like, no, we got to go look. I ain't looking, you know. And he's just adamant about it.
Mm-hmm.
And then we go out there, and I'll be dadgum if the thing didn't even leave the field hardly.
See, I'm telling you, there's no way it was there. there was something. We jumped time. Uh-huh. Something happened. I don't know.
It's like looking for your keys, and they're on the counter, and you don't see them.
There's
exactly.
And your wife comes in and goes, "They're right there."
Well, for those of you that are wondering and are new, if you're listening to the best ofs, I'm going to play that one, and I'm going to play the one where you get left at the airport in Texas.
Oh, that's a good one, too.
Those are two great hunting stories that involve Greg that's just very precious.
Well, you know, I thought they were trying to play a joke on me, you know, so I didn't want to panic because I knew that's what they wanted. And then all of a sudden I realized, no, they've actually left.
Well, Greg, we were excited. I mean, we were in Texas and ready to go, and we just assumed everybody was in there. We should have counted. Should have counted heads like a school teacher in the bus. All right, anybody here?
the family the other night was watching Home Alone, and I thought, well, this must be what Greg felt like when the guys left the airport.
Yeah. You come running out expecting to see everybody.
Yeah. Oh,
and,
yeah.
And you're looking around. You're like, where are you?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
You know, it's terrible. And I'm in Texas. I didn't know where I was.
By the way, we were watching that, the family. Macaulay, is it Macaulay? McCaulkin or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
He's near. I think he's 40 years old now.
Yeah. Yep.
So he was my. He was really my. Yeah, he was. Still
is
probably.
Yeah.
I just. It's hard to look at that movie and go, so you're 40 now.
Mm-hmm.
And let's give him credit. He was a funny kid in that movie. He really was.
Yeah, he was. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, one thing that I think is kind of neat, if we could go back to Texas, and I know we were talking about leaving you, Greg, but one thing that's kind of I wasn't expecting it, because where we live, you don't see much of that, is how they pass each other in Texas. Like if you're behind
on the shoulder,
yeah, on the shoulder.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Now, is it just that part of Texas, or is it just every? Greg, you rode with Moultrie from here to Texas.
Yeah.
How did
he blew the horn about 2,000 times?
Well, we've talked about his horn blowing. Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Wait a minute, Speed. I can't remember. Do they pass on the shoulder? The car moves over to the shoulder.
The car moves over to the shoulder.
Really, the
way I remember it. But you know, I mean, you got to have. I mean, you know, you got some people that they sit and like, I see your eyes. Yeah. I see your eyes looking back at us, and they're just defiant. They're like, "Nah, here I am. Deal with me." You know. Well, there they just kind of slide over, and then you move on.
Well,
and
that
then
makes
they go
sense.
Back.
Yeah.
And then Dan
blows the horn at him.
That's right. The
never,
whole time.
I've never
the
understood
entire time.
That.
He was doing it in downtown Houston. I mean, I don't know.
I've been riding around in Verbena with him and him doing it.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't get it.
Yeah. and
he's
Rick,
a compulsive horn blower.
Right. And Rick's talked about he's become a horn blower.
Yeah, but not like this.
I know. Nobody's like that. Nobody.
There's got to be something, like something has got to be mentally.
Well, he's got like horn Tourette's.
I mean,
something.
And he doesn't even acknowledge that he's doing it.
It's the strangest thing I've ever seen in a car.
Do you think when he gets his oil change and they ask him to toot his horn, he gets excited?
Oh, yeah.
You know, they say, hit your brakes. All right, tap the horn real quick. You know, does he get all excited? That was crazy. That was one thing. And then, of course, we did leave you, buddy. We've talked about that a lot. Well, I apologize. Yeah, we were just excited. We were caught up, and we thought everybody was in the car. And then we realized, hey, wait a minute, we've left somebody.
Turn around, come back and get me.
Yes, sir. So as we move along, a lot of online stuff has been purchased. We've talked about the numbers from Black Friday and Cyber Monday and all this kind of stuff. And, you know, our boys are older now. You know, they're not tiny. They're not young. And Helms, I know you still have some in that category that are all fired up about Christmas and Santa Claus and all that. And, you know, our boys are still young at heart. I mean, they still have the Christmas joy. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But it's just a different time. And we're getting a lot of, I don't know, when hey, what do you want for Christmas? You know, I don't know. And as Terry said yesterday, we got days that are just, I mean, we're just getting closer to Christmas every day, and we're getting I don't knows from the boys. I mean, are y'all getting that at all? I know, Greg, you're way different than we are.
First of all, I'm going to say this. Over the past few years, when I've heard you, especially with Tyler and JC and their communication of I don't know and their voice and how you portray them doing it, I have officially stepped into that over the last 6 months.
Okay.
And you couldn't be more correct in that portrayal of it.
Right.
It is ridiculous.
Yeah.
And it's on everything.
I don't know. It's either how was your day? It's either good.
Yeah.
Or
good.
Yeah. And if you want something answered, it's I don't know or I don't care.
Yeah.
That's those two things.
Yeah. And it's that demeanor.
Mm-hmm.
With your voice, that's so key.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What do you want to eat?
I don't care.
Yeah.
But we're getting that a lot for Christmas. And the kids are more into to cash and clothes, really, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
So I think Santa's going to have to make a judgment call on this. But some big items that stores laugh at you about are like the new Xbox or the new PS5. They just get laughing. It's kind of like going into a hunting store asking for ammo right now. They all just start laughing at you. I saw where Xbox sent something out that they might be on back order until April of 2021. And I want to ask them, do y'all think that's on design? Because this couldn't have snuck up on them. Do you think that the hype in the back order is on design? I don't know. You know what I'm saying?
Probably put a little urgency out there.
Yeah.
Stoke the fire. Yeah.
I don't know.
It's got to be.
Yeah, but you check on something like that, those big items like that, and you can't find them.
Going back to your point about the cash and gift cards, you know, Braden finally got around to answering. Hey, I want some gift cards to a hunting and fishing place so I can get fishing stuff.
Yeah.
Well, then Amanda's like, well, but I mean, we need to do something else. Why? That's what he wants.
That's what he wants.
Just get that for him.
Right.
Makes sense.
Get him a shirt.
Yeah.
Rick and Bubba, Rick and Bubba.
Rick and Bubba's in the house.
the gravy, please.
Rick and Bubba, Rick and Bubba.
Ooh, it brings me to my knees.
Rick and Bubba, Rick and Bubba.
I can't start another.
Rick and Bubba, Rick and Bubba.
Day without him, brother.
Rick and Bubba, Rick and Bubba.
Ooh, there is no
We got 10 minutes until top of the hour. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Rick and Bubba Show's kickoff hour. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends at Gabby.com/Bubba. You know, when it comes to your car or your homeowner's insurance, a lot of you might not truly know what you're paying for what you're getting. Even because really, when it comes to stuff like this, some of you are, but a lot of us, we have a plan and we don't know if what we're paying is a good deal or not. Well, that's where Gabby.com/Bubba can come in. They will compare your current coverage with 40 of the top insurance providers in the country and see, you know, with the coverage you're having, if you've got a good deal. And they might say, you know what, you're good where you're sitting, or you might can move over, and for the same coverage, you have a much better rate. So let them do that for you. They never sell your info, so there's no worries about that. There's no obligation for them to check out what you've got. There's no annoying spam or robocalls that's going to happen. It's totally free to check your rate with no obligation. So stop overpaying on your car or homeowner's insurance. Take 2 minutes today to see if you've got some savings coming your way, or if you need to stay where you are, they might tell you that. Go to Gabby.com/Bubba. That's Gabby, Gabby.com/Bubba. You can find a link under rickandbubba.com there at the sponsors button. All right, so we're coming back. We got Greg zooming in. He's a little tired. He stayed up and watched his Thompson Warriors win the 7A state championship in football, which was amazing. They defeated Auburn. They have got a great team, and Auburn was winning with just a few minutes left and then a few seconds left, and Thompson ended up coming back and winning. So he's a little groggy today, staying up and watching that. We've been discussing that, the 12 working days of Christmas. It's day one. We're excited about that. We start spreading the Christmas joy, and we'll see the running joke where the staff is. We'll see if the phone system can hang on and make it through another day. We have shut down phone systems, but not only that, we've shut down phone systems that has trickled into other businesses being shut down to the point where we had to change providers. And so we'll see how this provider steps up. I know Rick is joining in. He's sitting back in the background. I got to tell you a funny story, though. I believe it was Babylon B that got Reese Wilburn yesterday. So Reese comes in, and I know how Rick loves Babylon B. Reese comes in and goes, "Dad, have you heard?" I was like, "What?" He goes, "Have you heard that the Jets are going to take Sarah Fuller for their first pick in the NFL?"
Uh-uh.
And I said, I said, "Reese, no, buddy, are you serious?" Yeah, Dad, you know, the female kicker from Vanderbilt, the Jets are going to take her first. Can you believe that? And he was mad about it. And I said, "No, son, that's not real. I think you're a victim of Babylon B, son. I'm so sorry." So he got that and was running with it all day. And it started getting around school. He said, "Oh, yeah, well, my buddies were talking about it."
They all fell for it.
So it got another victim.
God. Well, in today's world, who knows? You know?
Yeah, really. I'm like, "No, buddy, please don't worry about that. That's a Babylon Bee." And then his face, he looked at me like, "Really? Are you serious?" There was relief because he couldn't believe the story, and then he felt kind of, you know, ashamed that he'd been gotten yeah. like that.
Well, I mean, she got special teams player of the week. I mean, what's next?
Right.
Know? I mean, I don't want to say it's believable.
Yeah. Yesterday I had to kind of go into a frou-frou-y store, and I think I was the only dude in there, but Terry asked me, who was stuck at work, she asked me to go by and pick up some, like, little, I don't know, these little Christmas trees that you can put in pots and stuff on the front porch, but there was only one place that had them, so I had to go get that. And then she wanted an outdoor, doormat that has been hard to find. They had a little Merry Christmas message on it because you can't find those now anywhere. And so she found somebody that had them. And so here I go, and I got a little bit lost in there. And everybody's in masks, and they're trying to communicate. Nobody can understand what you're saying. But I was looked at like, "What are you doing in here?" Had you ever feel that way when you go into a store where you go like, "Okay, I'm really out of my element right now"? And I really, some of the ladies were kind of pushing me around. I mean, like, they'd cut me off and look at me like, "What are you doing? And you don't belong in here." What, you know? And I'm like, "Well, I'm just trying to get two little Christmas trees." And then they all had numbers on them, and you try to find the number and then match them up. It was very complicated, but I ended up getting through it. But for a while there, I felt like Tiny Speedy because they were treating me, guys, like I don't belong. Do you ever have that? Does that ever happen to you?
Absolutely, because you're not qualified.
No, you're not qualified. You know, and I'm just trying to. I'm
so
like
they were treating you like Tiny Speedy. Is that what you say?
Yeah, like you know what I mean. Tiny Toe. I mean, like they're pushing me around. Like I'll just be back here. y'all just cut me off. You know, and then like the angry buggy person. You know that's yeah. like looking at you yeah. like, no, I'm here. I'm like this is you know I just need two little trees. You know. I wanted to say help me almost. Help me. Somebody. You know, just get me back to the car. Had a lot going on yesterday and I just need these little trees if I could, please.
Could I just have the trees?
Yeah, but we are dialed in and Terry officially said I think we're done as far as decorating goes.
I'm still doing stuff.
She's called, I'm done.
That you're relieved.
Yeah, yeah. Well those were the last few items that we needed. And so now I think we're officially done. She declared last night, we're done.
Good deal. I'm not.
You're not at all?
No. Still happening.
Well.
I've got three. Do you know what I'm buying everybody for Christmas?
What's that?
Santa Helms is buying everybody phone chargers and iPad chargers. I mean, we're going to have one in every plug.
Really?
In our house.
Because,
just in case you need. So when you lose three of them, you still got
because,
five left.
Because last night I had three kids fighting mm-hmm. over one charger.
Right.
And my wife's phone was dead. Mm-hmm. Couldn't. I mean, just a bunch of different things. So mm-hmm. that's going to be. And then I got a neat little idea I'm doing for Braden, Caroline, and Madeline.
Yeah.
But I got to do that like real quick, like in the next
few
days.
You got a neat idea. Right.
Yeah.
Oh, neat
and
idea.
I thought I had Amanda took care of, but one of the things is out. Like they don't
really.
Yeah, I might have to call. I guess I might have to call Santa and see if he can pull that for me. I know he don't usually deal with adults like that, but we're gonna see.
He's gonna have to get them elves working.
Yeah, but you know, the inside we've had dialed in, but at the new house, the outside we seem to kind of be having a really tough time trying to figure out what do we really want. I know last year was our first year, you know, out at the house, so we just threw a wreath on the outside window, and then there we go. This year, though, I can tell everybody's standing at the cove because we're all kind of close now. We're, like, looking at each other, and everybody's kind of standing there like, look what I got over here. And it's like, okay, well, I need something.
Your next-door neighbor is, I mean, festive.
Oh, goodness, and everything.
What I saw at Halloween, if they were to even dial it back half for mm-hmm. Christmas, you got you something.
Right. Well, we got to do a little something, or we'll be that house on the street. That when people go down the street, they'll be like, well, that person, look at him. I mean, because everybody overdoes it at the
Let me ask you this, though. When you come out and you look to your left mm-hmm. and you go, well, we can't even compete with that.
Yeah.
Like, does that shut you down and think, well, I don't even want to do anything because I can't even get to that standard?
Well, like I told Terry, less is more. We can't compete with the more over here because they're over the top and it looks great. We got blow up things and we got lights and we got hanging things and. You know, it's something we can't compete with. But we tried to go a little bit less is more. But Terry wanted new stuff for the house, and so I finally fixed that yesterday. And I think we're done.
I like the less is more traditional look.
Yeah, yeah.
That's
You have the over the top around you,
that's
so you
it.
Can actually enjoy it and bring it into your Christmas celebration without having to add to it.
Right, you know what I mean? Right. But I mean, you'll hear like voices coming across the street when. Where'd you get that? You know
what you
and I'm
should
like,
do?
Oh, wow.
Serious
okay.
business. This could be a thing. You could tell your neighbor, it'd be a similar setup that Rick has, but you got them right there. Hey, what do you think about doing my house, too? My house will be an extension of yours. Mm. Do with it what you will.
Okay. That's not bad. That's not bad.
You may not be able to do that this year.
I could just tell that, like, we need to stop because everybody keeps trying to outdo each other. You know what I mean? So, wow, so we got more.
Rick and Bubba, Rick and Bubba.
Hi, this is Brett.
Rick and Bubba's in Ohio.
Rick and Bubba, Rick and Bubba.
Six minutes past the hour of the Rick and Bubba Show. Thank you for being with us. Big day today. The 12 working days of Christmas begins. We start this hour with the national anthem.
Pass the Hour, Rick and Bubba Show. Most everybody on the show from the Broadcast Plaza and Teleport. Greg and I still in COVID-19 quarantine. We'll update you on that. We do have a few updates, not a lot, but a little bit, and we can update you on that as well. You heard me mention as we started the hour, 12 working days of Christmas. It is the biggest giveaway of the year for the Rick and Bubba Show and all of you that support our program around the country and around the world and all the various platforms. You have to work your way to find some way to catch the show live if you want to participate in the 12 working days of Christmas. We know there's a whole archive world out there, and you guys are going to have to find some way to be listening live to have a chance to win in the 12 working days of Christmas. We start today. We go 12 working days all the way to the big year ender on December the 18th. We have a big gift to give away every single day. And, of course, the man who will give away and pick gift number one is standing by, and that's Bill Bubba Bussey. Hey, Bubba.
Hey, Rick. Friends, neighbors, associates everywhere, welcome to another edition of the Rick and Bubba Show. Glad to have you. And, Rick, looking good today. Everything good with you? How you feeling, first off?
Well, here's kind of the update that we have, and Greg, you can give us yours too. You may have already done that on the kickoff hour. I still do not have a test. We found out yesterday for some reason, the portal's big now. Hey, go to your portal. You got to have a portal. Well, undoubtedly, years ago, I guess with my kids, I must have used my email address creating their portal. Mm. So I spent yesterday, I guess, trying to find out whether Brooks' test was positive or negative. The only problem is, That's I needed my portal. So I let the doctor's office know, hey, y'all gonna have to text me my result because my portal appears to be Big Love's. So they're working on that. So I don't know whether I'll have a test result today or not. If not tomorrow. But speaking of Big Love, I will say this. He went out to get not the cheapest rapid test. He kind of went in between the long-term test and the kind of cheap pull-up cattle version of the original rapid test. He actually had an appointment for kind of an in-between, kind of the more advanced rapid test. They claim it's 99% accurate. Who knows? But anyway, his test came back negative.
Oh, good.
His took 24 hours. It wasn't immediate. It wasn't 30 minutes or anything like that. It was a full day. But his test, and he has no symptoms of any kind, and he was around Blake, who tested positive as much, if not more, than me, and he came back negative. So I don't know whether I'm positive or negative. I don't feel great, but I don't feel bad. If COVID had never existed, y'all would see me at the office doing the typical every year when it first gets cold. Hey, I'm sneezing a little bit. My eyes are burning a little bit. I don't have a fever. I'm taking Tylenol cold medicine, but I'm here today, no problem. That's how I would be acting. So
yeah, I mean, this time of year we all have it. I do that. I snort and sniff two or three times a year. So and really more than I'm not doing it. So well, we're glad you're doing okay. That's the key. And we've got several stories today. They have gone back and checked the blood banks. And they are looking at blood donations all the way back to last year, and they were finding coronavirus antibodies in the donated blood as early as December of 2019.
Hmm.
So people were being exposed back then. So it actually came to our country sooner than we thought it did.
Yeah, did you get the email yesterday from the guy that just he had some kind of medical procedure?
And yeah. Oh, yeah.
They did the antibodies test on him. He said he never has felt bad at all. And they came back and said, hey, we tested your blood. You've got the antibodies.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I think I pulled his email, and I was going to share it with the audience today. It's pretty interesting. But it was a great email. And, again, it shows that we're learning more each and every day, but there's a lot of it still that we are discovering.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, Greg, same with you. You feeling bad at all?
No. 7 days in, we have a negative test, just looking for confirmation on that, and nobody involved has any symptoms at all.
Greg, you sound good. I'll say that.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's because it's 4 a.m.
Yeah. Greg, it's 6 a.m, but I understand. Yeah, I know what you
mean. I got up at 4. I mean, I've been here since 4. So.
Yeah.
You got to get that coffee down.
Yeah.
That's all that is.
Yeah. That's
trying to talk low.
Yeah, well, I think it goes back to what Greg, you're saying, and Bub, you said the same thing. If no one had mentioned COVID, I don't feel any different in the weather pattern and the time of year we're in as I do any year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we always have some of that, but I like sexy Greg this morning.
Yes.
Greg,
yes.
He's coming to you from Pleasant Valley. He's sexy.
You know, what if Greg had his own podcast and he talked like that the whole time? It was called Black Coffee. Black Coffee with Greg.
Yes. Like he likes it.
I love it.
Look at him getting a little pop off of it. Greg, look here. I'm getting a little pop, too. Look at I'm like baby brother.
And, Greg, we do have to congratulate your son, Taylor, and his team, Thompson High School, Coach Freeman, on a really remarkable win in the 7A state championship in our state last night. They came from behind. If I've got these numbers right, it was 9 points. They were 9 points down, didn't have the ball with a minute 14 left, and won the game.
Mm-hmm. No, Bubba, let me tell you, we'll get into it because, you know, you always talk about it's relevant for the show because it involves Greg's son. So we already were okay. You know, I'm trying to make this a national story on something that's local, important to us. But when ESPN is running it, and it's been on their main broadcast and they've been breaking down the game, that's the good news. Most people can see what happened in this high school game in Alabama last night because ESPN's showing it.
Yeah, they were just as y'all were just bringing it up, they were just showing big finishes and it shows it. And we're actually showing it now on our channel as well.
Bubba, I just want you to know that I could not believe what I was seeing. Do you realize how many do you realize how many football games that this group of men have watched in our lives?
Oh yeah. We were probably literally feet away from one of the craziest finishes of all time, the Music City Miracle. Yes. And you know, we've seen kick sixes, we've seen punts, we've seen this, we've seen Hail Marys. I mean, but I got up and saw. I did not see the game live, but I saw the highlights this morning, and I just could not believe what I was seeing.
Bubba, I'm not exaggerating. We can come back and break it down and all the details of it. I'm not exaggerating. I can show you my text. I started consoling my nephew and said, "Hey, man, I hate your quarterback got hurt, taking nothing away from Auburn, but I think we were all robbed of what could have been a great game because the premier quarterback for Thompson gets hurt in the second quarter and never comes back." And I said, "Man, we missed a chance at a great game. But, hey, you had a great season. Just keep coaching for the next game." You know what I had to send back? Never mind.
Rick and Bubba, Rick and Bubba.
I mean, everybody.
It's past the hour. The Rick and Bubba Show, 866 We Be Big is the number. You need to be glued to the Rick and Bubba Show today because the first gift of the 12 working days of Christmas will be given away today. And, Bubba, I see you looking around the studio. You got your eye on what – well, have you already thought about what you're going to do?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We got one today. And you talking about tying into things going on the show. This one ties into one of the members of the show, and it also ties into an event that is going to happen on December 21st. And we'll tell you about that event probably prior to giving it away today, just so everybody will be up to speed.
Okay.
I got word for you, Christmas star.
Well, how about that? Okay, so be standing by. The first gift of Rick and Bubba Christmas coming up at any time on the program today. Now, because of COVID, you know, COVID's, you know, has Adler ever written a song that was more appropriate than COVID-19, "You've Ruined Everything"?
You know, I don't think, as great as that was, and we enjoyed it, I think we should be playing that more. I mean, I think we should have that performance again, or I don't know if we taped it and can play it back or whatever, but I think we need to play that song a little more often, don't you?
Yeah, well, it's on our new CD, Follow the Science, a Radio Pandemic. By the way, for those of you out there, hey, I don't do the hard copies anymore. It don't even count to me till it's out there on Apple and all the different downloads. It will be there. It's tomorrow, December 4th.
It is.
All right, it'll be there tomorrow. So December 4th, Rick and Bubba, brand new CD, Follow the Science, a Radio Pandemic, available in the digital domain. All the different ways you go and get it, however you get your music and all that, it'll be out there. Just search Rick and Bubba. You'll see our new album. It'll be there tomorrow. All right, so, and we'll put stuff out on social media tomorrow to remind you if that's the way you want to get it. Hard copy is still available at rickandbubba.com. So, but what I'm saying is because I'm on location, do you realize, Bill Bubba Bussy, I can't wait to watch it because I'm just going to be sitting here drinking coffee, maybe, you know, whatever I might be doing. You and Speedy are going to have to count the callers.
Well, you know, this year has been a year of first here on the show, and why not, you know?
Well, I will just tell you, Speedy, thanks, COVID. You need to listen to me loud and clear sitting over in that seat. You cannot listen to the Good Time Gang. You cannot listen to Bubba. If you let anybody distract you while you're counting those calls, you're going to get lost.
Well, I hope that y'all will do for me what I've done for you, and that is be a backup counter. I need somebody following me and making sure that if I lose track, we know where we are. Because, you know,
well,
you get up to
be Bubba. I can't see it.
Yeah, you get up to 90 or 100, and you
better hope breakfast is not here.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
Yeah.
Good night.
Yeah,
here I am.
I know one segment we don't need to do it.
Well, here's the key, Speedy. Here's the key. Okay, are you ready? I'm going to help you with this.
Bring it.
You just got to be able to count by 10.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
It's 10 lines.
Sure.
So it's 10, 20, 30, 40, 50. Just stay right in there.
That's it. Yeah.
Well, we may keep it a little bit simpler today, too.
Oh, yeah. We can do it.
You get out of the gate, you walk before you run, and then you get faster as you go along.
I wish you had Bubba and I discussing this yesterday because, you know, trying to keep up with everything COVID. Mm-hmm. And then we'll get back to the game, but I know they covered that a little bit in the kickoff hour. So, but anyway, Bubba and I were trying to figure out the latest CDC thing yesterday, and Bubba, see if I have this right.
I think we're on it.
Yeah, you and I tried to go back and forth. Okay, if I end up having no symptoms, which I can't, I mean, is a normal cold symptoms? I've had no fever, whatever. If I have no symptoms and get a negative test, then I can return to life in 7 days.
That is correct.
If I have no symptoms and get a positive test, I'm to quarantine for 10 days.
No, it was the 10-day was no symptoms, no test.
Positive test.
No test.
No test of any kind.
No test, no symptoms, 10 days. Let me go the other. Let me
Which
turn
is
kind of
what, it's kind of what
can
I did.
Y'all start over?
Let me turn it around the other way, Rick. Let me nutshell this for everybody.
Okay.
If you've been exposed, the best thing to do is 14 days. Now, if you're sick, then the clock starts over, okay? Let's do – but the best thing, they said, is 14 days. But understanding the situation we're in, they said if you were exposed to somebody who was positive, you could quarantine for 10 days if you had no symptoms and no test. If you were exposed to somebody who had symptoms and who had it, but you didn't have symptoms and you got a negative test, you could get by with 7 days.
Right.
Yeah.
So in your case, Rick, assuming that you're just having the normal, hey, it's 20 degrees outside type issues, and you get a negative test, you only have to quarantine 7 days.
Which would be today for you, which means that you could come in tomorrow.
Yeah, today, but you know, I probably would wait till Monday. It seems a little. Why would you even chance that tomorrow? You know, when you're going
to
have.
I'm just saying, according to those numbers.
Bob and I said that. I said, really, if my test comes back today negative, I could come back to the studio tomorrow.
Sure.
Yeah, they said 14 is still the best, but if you're in a situation you need to get back to work, you got to do this, do that. 10 days, no symptoms, no test. 7 days, no symptoms, negative test.
So do they have – so if a positive test, symptoms or not, they suggest 14 days? Did I hear that right?
Yeah, I think all of that – this was basically if you were not sick. You know, that was I'm not sick. Okay. Quarantining.
Yeah. But the 7-day one is kind of weird because it's that's kind of new. It's just now been introduced.
Yeah, they basically roll that 10-day one down to 7 if you have a negative test.
Yeah. So anyway, we're following as best we can, and of course now I'm at that weird thing where, you know, is the common cold, is that now the common cold or is that now get lumped into COVID? So you know. So I think the test, positive or negative, for me will help us tremendously.
Yeah, yeah. When you get those that result, I think you're going to be fine. I think.
But
you're
we do have an update. Big Love's test did come back negative.
That's great.
Good.
Yeah,
that's good.
Yeah, big time.
So, but guys, I mean, I don't want, and I understand, I don't want to be insensitive because it ranges. I mean, we have Speedy's family, who has someone who, you know, was laid to rest over complications with COVID. So I don't want to be insensitive to that. But I also know that there are loads of people, loads, that had a very easy time with it. And they got through it, and they could have the antibodies, and they're done. I mean, I got one here in the house. Now, he had one day he was really, really sick. But mm-hmm. watching the antibodies people live, they live a different life.
They do.
Yeah. And I'm thinking to myself, at this point, you know, if I'm just not going to take a terrible turn, and you know, I'm just about on the other side of that 5 to 7 days that usually kind of dictate how it's going to go, I start getting to day 8, day 9.
Yeah.
I'd almost just soon haven't be done with it.
Yeah, you're right, because the folks that have had it, to your point, they do live a different life. I have had to tell JC and Tyler, who's had it, you know, there's other sickness that goes around besides COVID.
Oh, yeah,
you know,
sure.
I mean, you've got the flu.
I got a daughter in that group,
you know,
too.
You're running around like, you know, you've got some, like, shield that you can't
you're
get sick
of anything. You're not a superhero.
No, you're not. No, you know, but
yeah, but I mean, you live your life the way you lived it before COVID, because the flu's always been out there.
Sure, yeah.
Colds have always been out there.
That's right.
Viruses have always been out there.
Yeah.
You know, right now, if it's not COVID, undoubtedly, it doesn't matter. You know, COVID has got, if you know, it's almost like people are like, well, it's just the flu. It's just pneumonia.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, that's all pretty serious, too. But we act like it's not. So
right.
you would live your life the way you lived it before COVID. Which
right.
We didn't go out and say, be careful of the flu this year that much.
No,
be careful of stomach viruses. So, you know, it's a different world. We'll come back. 866 We Be Big is our number. So 12 working days of Christmas. Gift number one is happening today. More of the Rick and Bubba Show when we come back.
Rick and Bubba, Rick and Bubba.
We're back. 35 minutes past the hour of the Rick and Bubba Show. 866 We Be Big is our number. We will get to phone calls today. I know a lot of you are anxious. 12 working days of Christmas. I got you. Gift number one is going to be happening today. Also, as the guys have mentioned, Sean Spicer rescheduled for Rick and Bubba University, the podcast today. We will record that post show. It'll be available for you coming up this weekend. Well, there's not a thing in the world we can talk about with Sean Spicer. Nothing going on there with the election. So we'll talk about that. You'll get that in Rick and Bubba University, the podcast, this weekend. Now, Relief Factor has been with the Rick and Bubba Show now for many, many years. And this is an all-natural product. And I use it. I've already taken my first pack today. And it has helped me with the aging process. And, you know, even if I get out there, try to do a little better, maybe I tweak something, it's very, very helpful. And it helps the body naturally. You know, if there's any kind of inflammatory response that your body naturally has to respond to. And these are all natural products, so it's not like the over-the-counter pain meds. And gosh, we know the problems with the opioids, and none of these things are designed to be a lifestyle. However, with the all-natural Relief Factor, you treat it just like a natural supplement, and you can take it as a daily routine. Bubba, here's an email from Mark, Rick and Bubba fan out of South Carolina. He writes, first of all, Green Acres guys, I guess he was sending us this email at work. I had severely hurt my back a couple of times at work, causing a lot of pain. And I hate this. You remember this? The sciatic nerve numbness in my leg. The regular solutions upset my stomach. I was desperate for some relief without heavy drug effects. Heard you guys talking about Relief Factor. You convinced me to give it a try. And I found out it's very easy to use. And hey, it works. And this has been a blessing for me. My pain level went from unbearable to minimal. And I'm so thankful, and my family says thanks as well. Well, there's another example. What if this was your email? Could be. 3 weeks supply, $19.95. Get it right now at relieffactor.com. In 3 weeks, you'll know whether this is working for you or not. We sure hope it does, just like it did for our listener out of South Carolina, Mark. So go to rickandbubba.com. You also find a link for Relief Factor under the sponsors button. All right, so Bubba, you were telling me about this Christmas star story. What are we talking about?
Rick, let me ask you this before we go, just a bit of housekeeping. Could you hear the bad music coming back then before you started talking?
Yes.
Okay. All right, good.
Yeah, we're loud and clear.
Okay.
It was great. Now, when I start talking, goodbye.
Oh, so when you talk, it leaves?
Well, yeah, it's very faint.
Okay.
That's fine. We'll do one more test coming back, and we'll see.
We're trying to run it down.
Well, how about this, though? But
I'll tell you this. If it doesn't work the next break, then we're going to do something else.
Yeah. How about this, though?
I hear that loud and clear.
There you go.
Keep talking. Until I talk.
Which probably is a problem, Rick.
Yes, but as a known scientist, it was a bit surprising if the girl blinded me with something.
I always like to ask, what is Thomas Dolby doing today?
You know what? You know what you are? You're Old Faithful on that one.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. That geyser's coming up.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, if I'd had a hit like that, I just wonder, you know, is he, like, sitting in bed today? I know he was teaching a class for a while about scoring movies. I think it was.
Yeah,
Rick,
it was. You're right.
On December the 21st, we will have a special event happening in our country in the sky at night. Saturn and Jupiter, the two largest planets in our solar system, will align into a beautiful, bright star. This is the first time they have aligned this close together since the Middle Ages. According to Forbes magazine, the two planets will look like a double planet and provide an extraordinary amount of light. That's their term. The last time these two planets aligned like this was on March the 4th, 1226. According to astronomer Patrick Hartigan at Rice University.
Rick, you didn't care about this until you heard that number, and you were like, oh, wow.
That number got my attention. I had just started looking to my left where the sun's coming up and trying to identify kind of a weird noise. I had my headphones, but as I started looking over there, I heard this hasn't happened since 1226, and I am back.
So the spectacular sighting will be viewable from anywhere on Earth. Now, of course, these kind of things have happened in the past, but they have not happened at a time of night so that it will be visible here on Earth. A lot of times they've been out of view or whatever. But so, you know, they can do these computer simulations and run it backwards, and they said the last time this happened would have been March the 4th, 2026. So that's kind of a long time. They said the planets will appear low in the western sky for about an hour after sunset as viewed from the northern hemisphere.
Thanks.
They will be at their closest point on December the 21st. You can look each evening that week. Although the site will be sinking toward the horizon, it will be bright enough to be viewed at twilight. You will need an unobstructed view to the southwest. And you will be able to see that for about 45 minutes after sunset, depending on where you are in the U.S.
You know, Bubba, you know, I told you about my new routine is I see a satellite or the space station come over in my driveway back when I used to actually leave my house and go to work.
Right.
but this kind of stuff is starting to interest me a little more. Helmsy, I know you got on a kick about this. Does this pull you in? Are you back?
Oh, no doubt. Between this and the right stuff, I'm having a science, just space 2 weeks that you wouldn't believe.
So alignments like this are called conjunctions. They're not necessarily rare, but some of them are impossibly rare or only come around once every few hundreds of years.
Careful.
Astronomers speculate that the Star of David, written about in Matthew, was one of these exceptional rare triple conjunctions between Saturn, Jupiter, and Venus. One such astronomer who has studied this was the great Johann Kepler, who bears the name of the Keplerian data that we use now to track things in space.
And Rick, if you're wondering, he is wearing an undershirt, so we're good.
I was just about to say, what outfit is he wasted today? Yeah.
Long sleeves.
You know what's funny about Johann Kepler? You know,
is there another show anywhere today that has a will of meat and is about to do the 12 working days of Christmas that mentions Johann Kepler? Same show.
You know, I'm not saying his first name right, but that's what I call him.
Well, now you got me saying it.
So I know. We'll just go with it. So what is funny about that, though, you know, I decided I was going to start naming all my pets after great scientists in history. Mm-hmm. You know, I've got Einstein the cat. And I told Betty, I said, the next pet we get, I'm going to call it Kepler.
I did not know that you named your pets like that.
Well, I've just started it not too long ago.
Brand new Hampshire.
Yeah, it was kind of a new thing. I like to go with themes. You know what I mean? I like themes.
Yeah.
So we're going to go with great scientists throughout history.
I guess it's because this is Betty's area. That's the only conclusion I can come to.
Right.
Because you have loved this as long as I've known you. It seems like you would have started naming pets after famous scientists long before now.
Well, like I say, it's kind of Betty's area too, but I've suggested and I've thrown out some names, and she goes, you know, those are kind of cool. Kepler is a good one. Newton is good.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so you got some of those coming along.
I'm surprised when you started naming your greenfields at the farm where you hunt, you didn't go with that.
Well, I have different themes,
right?
You know, and I go with state names.
Okay.
On greenfields, kind of like you do battleships.
Okay.
That's kind of the idea behind that. But I do like a theme behind it.
Right, yeah.
Can I ask you back to your greenfields, because I remember this? So you're obviously not doing SEC because you have one named Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
You went with just states in general. What?
Well, I have a Georgia, I have a Florida, I have a Carolina field, which is double, so it's North and South Carolina.
Uh huh.
Yeah. Smart. So what makes you call it the state you call it?
When I go out there and look at it, the first thing that comes to my mind.
Okay. All right. That makes all sense.
Thank you for your honesty.
And initially, I was kind of doing it in a geographic way. Like if you looked at it from above.
Yep.
Like if it was the southeasternmost field, it was the Florida field.
Yeah.
Or, and then the one next to it would have to be Georgia.
Okay.
You know, and kind of that.
Yeah.
But as we kind of added and moved things around, it got a little out of order. So now it's just kind of like, you know, I walked out there one day and I said, man, this looks like Virginia. Look at those pretty mountains. I'm going to call this Virginia Field.
Okay.
You know? Have you ever
church
been
is appropriately named.
Yeah. Well, church is different because of where it is.
But it's appropriately named.
Yeah, sure. It is.
Can I ask you something, Bubba? Have you ever been to Virginia?
I think I drove through there one time. No, we landed a plane there one time going to the White House.
We did.
Right, but that was long after it was named. I'm trying to remember how this greenfield reminded you of Virginia. Something
well, it's
you'd
just
never
pictures
seen.
I've seen.
Right. Okay. Rick, he watches Aerial America. Come on, you know that.
Okay.
But it was just a theme, and it really came out of the battleship theme, because I like the way they named battleships after states. I thought that was cool.
No, I love it. Yeah, mine are a little more simplistic. Creek Field is next to guess what?
The creek. Well, we got one of those, too. See, they are. It's a mix.
Yeah.
15 minutes to the top. We'll be right back. More Rick and Bubba coming up.
Can you hear the bed, Rick?
Yeah, I can hear it.
Okay.
Except when I talk.
Rick and Bubba, Rick and Bubba.
To the top of the hour of the Rick and Bubba Show. 866 We Be Big is our number. We'll get to some of your phone calls coming up possibly in the next segment. Harry Murdahl will get on those phones when we go to the next break. We'll come back and chat with you. 12 working days of Christmas will happen today. Gift number one will be coming your way. Be paying attention for that. It could happen at any time. If you missed yesterday's Wednesday Bible study, we did it on location again. No problem there at all. We finished up the book of 2 Peter. That archive is now available for you on our YouTube channel, our podcast channel, and, of course, there's links on all of our social media platforms for you to consume that however you do every week, or if you never have, know that that's available to you most every week. So, Bubba, I know the kickoff hour, Greg, we talked about it, so my nephew, Greg's son, is a football coach. He's coached in college. He's coached in high school and is currently at Thompson High School just outside of Birmingham, Alabama, in Alabaster, Alabama. They have become a state and national power. They won the state championship in the largest division last year and played for it again last night at Bryant-Denny Stadium, which is the home of the University of Alabama. So we were kind of excited for Taylor to get that opportunity. This is the first year that he's coached at Thompson, right, Greg?
Yes. Yeah, he walked into a good situation there. What a program. But, yeah, it's the first year. It's been really fun. But what a way to end it. That was bizarre, I'm telling you.
You don't even have to care about anything other than football for this story to be interesting to you. Because it's on, you know, ESPN's running highlights of it and bizarre finishes. So Thompson played Auburn High School. A lot of you have heard of Auburn University. This is the high school in that same town. And they are a very, very good football team.
Ooh.
Had a great season. And they, I mean, of course, I'm glad that, you know, Greg, your son and my nephew's team won. But I feel really bad for the people at Auburn High School because of the incredible performance that they put together for almost the entire game. Now, they'll never forget the last 20 to 30 seconds of the game.
Yeah.
And everything that they didn't sleep a wink last night. No way. No,
they didn't. Yeah, like I said, great team, and man, they got after it. And this just strange game, and I've never seen one in like this. But
no, I think that they actually outplayed Thompson for the game. And there's no doubt about that. Now, in all fairness to Thompson, taking nothing away from Auburn, because you know that's part of the game, and I don't know how it happened. And Greg, you said still today, I don't think anybody knows the full story, but Thompson has a world class quarterback that had numbers that were there. I had someone tell me yesterday, of course, they mojo Thompson, didn't want to tell you about that, R. Taylor. Complete mojo of Thompson yesterday, 100% mojo. Someone, Greg, that you know and I know, who knows a lot about high school football in Alabama, declared before the game that Thompson had the best high school offense that he had ever seen.
Well, that's good mojo, and I've watched it all year. He's right. I mean, they and the quarterback, he threw a touchdown pass and then came off the field and never came back. Something happened to his shoulder. But
yeah, so he got hurt in the second quarter, never to return, and Thompson played the rest of the game with a wide receiver at quarterback.
Yeah.
So we're all kind of thinking it's over, and Auburn's doing a good job on both sides of the ball. Again, total credit to them.
They're a good team.
And the game is over. Greg, if I remember right, I think when Auburn set up to punt, which looking back, they probably should have just taken a knee again.
Well, hindsight's 20/20.
Yeah, because, I mean, Thompson was struggling to move the ball without their quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
And they decided to go back after taking a knee three times to run the clock down to 20 seconds. Wasn't that right?
It's in the 20s, I believe.
Yeah. 20-something seconds. They go ahead and punt, or try to. Thompson blocks the punt. The guy who blocks it catches it on the bounce for a touchdown. Now with 18 seconds left.
16, I think.
Yeah, 18 to 16 seconds left. Now Thompson is within 2 points, and they line up to kick an onside kick, get two pass interference penalties.
It's bizarre.
Kick a field goal with no time on the clock to win by 1 point.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, one of the headlines today says Thompson scores 10 points in 18 seconds and comes back for a 29-28 win in the 7A title game.
Look, people sent me an email and said, "Ooh, Auburn mojo themselves." They texted out that they were winning. I don't blame them. I would have sent that same. I mean, not text, whatever you send out.
Tweet,
post.
Yeah,
I would have felt that was not a step out on their part. I mean, it didn't work out. It ended up being, but if I would have looked at that, I wouldn't have went, "Ooh, hey, watch out, you're stepping out." I mean, I would have sent it to.
I'm sitting here watching it, and I look at Big Love, who's watching it with me, and I said, "Man, I hate that. I just hate that we didn't get to watch that quarterback play. I think Auburn may have still won the game." I was like, "But man, this would have been a better football game if that quarterback had not gone out. I would love to see these two teams go toe to toe." For four quarters, I said, "Man, I just hate what a way to lose." I'm texting Taylor. I know he's not going to see it then, but after the game, I want him to have something because it's getting 10 o'clock nearly and getting ready to go to bed. And I'm like, "Hey, I just want to give you some encouragement and all this kind of stuff." We are literally, I'm literally, Bubba, about to get up off the couch and go to bed, and I see the punt get blocked, and I'm like, "What?" I mean, you can see my text to the group text. All you hear or see from me is, "Oh, my, oh, my, oh, my." And I'm sending an "oh, my" every time something happens. I can't believe what's happening. There were players from Thompson crying on the sideline. There were coaches consoling players.
Yeah.
There were people that the Auburn student section, which I'm going to say this again to all schools. Don't say when you beat a team that's ranked higher than you, don't say overrated. I mean, that's not – you shouldn't say that. You should say, "We beat a really good team, so look how good that makes us."
Yeah.
Don't say they were overrated. That takes away from your win.
Yeah. We're underrated. We were underrated.
Yeah, say you were underrated or you know, we were the underdog or whatever. But they're already chanting overrated. I mean, it's over. It is completely over. And then these things happen. I could not believe what I was watching.
You know, Coach Mark Freeman, he has really turned that program around. But I think if I'm counting these right, was his eighth state championship last night. And he's been, and that's over, what, three three or four different schools. So he's really done a good job, and he's I know he's a real considered innovator of offense. And but wow, that, you know, sometimes at an end in the end of the game when something like that happens, it's just strange.
Well, and two things, I don't want to take anything away from Thompson either. Two things that they need to be credited with. Number one, you just said it, Bubba, finding a way to at least stay in the game with the wide receiver and quarterback and trying to get the ball to the athletes. How many snaps of quarterback had he taken, Greg?
That'd be zero.
Zero. Yeah. Wow. So doing that. And let me credit the defense, because Auburn's option was killing Thompson, and they made an adjustment and actually got a turnover by finally stopping the quarterback on the option. So it's not like Thompson didn't make adjustments to stay in the game, so I don't want to take anything away from that, but the game was over.
It was.
To the point where SportsCenter, underneath it, it's great comebacks, and it's just showing highlights of the game on ESPN.
It's just one of them bizarre things that sometimes happens in football where you just kind of scratch your head. And, you can hindsight 20 – you know, they call it victory formation for a reason, and they were in it. And normally, everybody there, the game was over. I mean, you're watching it.
The only thing I would say, it looked like Auburn thought the clock was just going to run out when they lined up to punt and when they lined up for the onside kick. It's like they were in shock.
Yeah.
Top of the hour, 866-WE-BE-BIG. We'll take some of your phone calls next. Lines are available when the Rick and Bubba show continues. 866-WE-BE-BIG. We talk to you when we come back.
Rick and Bubba, Rick and Bubba.